This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7 o'clock tonight. Darius Garland will be sitting in the Cavaliers locker room holding his breath, waiting to hear if he's been named to the NBA All-Star Reserves. I would say Eastern Conference, but you know it's team whoever picks me 30 minutes before the game so we can go out and play bad basketball. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. Darius did not make it as an all-star starter. Donovan Mitchell did. Donovan Mitchell, very deserving. He was outstanding in the first half of the season. I don't think there's any question he deserves to be there.
Drop 17 in a game you're in.
Yeah, that pretty much would put you on everybody's radar, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And you're 10th overall in the NBA in scoring. People like the scoring. So he's been really good. I don't think there's any question. He deserves to be an all-star starter.
Right.
Or at the very least, deserves to be in the All-Star game. Now, last year, the Cavs had Darius Garland and Jared Allen make the All-Star team. Outstanding, right?
Yep.
Seven players are going to be picked as reserves. By the way, can I throw this out at you?
Sure.
Just throwing this out. Why does the NBA have almost as many playoff teams per conference as they do All-Stars per conference? Does that make any sense at all?
Why do they have as many? What?
You have 12 players on the All-Star team. You have five starters and you're getting seven reserves. That's 12.
Okay.
You have 10 playoff teams. If you're going to go ahead and have 10 playoff teams, maybe you ought to expand the All-Star roster and go 15 or so, huh?
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, I agree with you. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you put in three full groups, right?
That's ridiculous.
Three groups of five, right? So you could have a first line, a second line, and a third line.
I don't know.
Very much like hockey. You don't even need to bring a goalie in.
See? There you go.
Yeah, why not have three lines? Or why couldn't you do four lines? Who cares?
I would agree. Interesting stuff. People are talking all about, you know, who should be, who shouldn't be. Here's the thing. This is the problem. You're not picking a whole lot of guys.
No. I've got it down to he's down to a group of four to get in because three are locks.
Well, I think he doesn't get in.
I think you're right.
But I'll tell you this. I will bet you that he ends up getting named to the team later as an injury replacement.
I can buy that.
So I'll bet he ends up at the All-Star game. But he won't be selected tonight. And here's why, okay?
Well, yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
I mean, you might as well just eliminate it and make it down to four. Let's do a contest here real quick, though, because I feel extremely generous.
You're a great guy, man.
I know. I'm feeling good about it.
You're the most generous man I know.
I feel generous.
I mean, you know, you want to go down to the store and try to give you 60 cents for the bottle of water, you won't take it.
No, I won't take it.
Just buy it for me.
Actually, what I have is I have an old bottle of water, and I just fill it up with sink water. But I figured I'd tell you that at some point.
That explains a lot.
Hey, win a big game party package from Cowboy Food and Drink. I love going to Cowboy. Have I told you that before?
You have.
Yeah, their food's good.
Yeah.
Love it. So you're going to win a big game party package from Cowboy Food and Drink. You need to text the word STOCK, STOCK, STOCK. That's STOCK to 20357, 20357. Got it? Do it by the end of the hour to get registered to win. Text and data rates may apply. Complete rules available at 923thefan.com. One more time, stock is the word, STOCK, and then you're going to text that word to 20357. Good luck.
Well done.
Thank you.
Just for perspective on this.
Right.
NBA.com has a story that came out 11 minutes ago.
Oh, good.
Picking Eastern All-Star reserves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they have six of their experts picking their reserves.
Okay.
Including a couple of guys that like Steve Ashburner. Steve's covered the NBA forever. Steve's been on the show.
Right.
Steve's terrific. He's an outstanding guy. And he's not, Steve doesn't have Darius Garland listed.
Nobody does.
None of the six guys have Darius listed as an all-star reserve. You find that interesting?
Let me add another four.
I find
four.
It stunning.
There are four more guys that don't have any of our Cavaliers as a reserve, and that would be the TNT guys. So they did a pick too, and they didn't have anybody from the Cavaliers either. So well, there's seven for you.
Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. But the one thing that is unanimous is when you look through these, that Joel Embiid, Julius Randle, Jaylen Brown are three locks. They seem like they're locks, right? So if you want to look at it that way, now his odds of making it now fall into a group of four. Believe that? I'm just trying to pare it down a little.
I don't know about that. Who do you have?
I'm just telling you that just looking through all those guys and who they predicted, Embiid, Randle, and Brown seem to be unanimous. So now you're down to trying to break it into four.
And here's the thing about that,
mm-hmm.
is that those guys play in different positions. Jaylen Brown's out on the wing.
Right.
Embiid's a no-brainer.
I mean, right.
That's ridiculous. James Harden isn't a starter.
So now I saw Harden right away too. I was like, all right, I'm being nice here by saying there's four. Now you're down to three. Right?
Yeah.
And then there are other guys in there too, like Brunson, Halliburton. I mean, those guys are all.
Darius mentioned like 6 days ago that his numbers are good. They're like last year and he should be there. I would agree. That's very true. But he's sixth in the NBA in assists. That's really good, right?
Yes.
Except the guy who's leading the NBA in assists isn't there, Tyrese Halliburton. So you know he's going to be there. You would think. He's leading the league in assists, and he's averaging over 20 points a game. So he's a no-brainer. It's a numbers thing here.
There's five. Now we're down to three.
Yeah. And you know, you can sit here and say, this guy, that guy, Jimmy Butler. You know, of course, Jimmy's an all-star.
Two.
Well, that's the catch here, is that there are just so many guys who are deserving of being in the All-Star game. I personally would expand the rosters a little bit, but whatever, right?
Yeah, two things to change. One, emergency quarterbacks in the NFL. Two, expand the NBA All-Star roster.
Can you write that down?
Yeah, I'm going to write it down. Hang on a second.
All right.
Send this.
Yeah, write that down and see what you think. Charles Barkley, for what it's worth, has Jared Allen on his list.
He does?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
So, you know, that's all well and good. The thing here, Andy, and this is bigger picture, and this, to me, will go a ways with the Cavs. Okay, last year the focus was on, boy, what a nice group of young players coming along. You know, boy, Jared Allen is really finding himself here in year number, I believe it's five last year, six this year. And, boy, look at Darius Garland, guy who was statistically rated one of the worst players in the NBA as a rookie. And you heard here, hey, just be patient. Give the kid a chance. He played five games in college.
Yeah, I think people forget about that, too. That'd be like Kyrie, right?
Yeah.
Kyrie hardly played any games in college, too. Same thing.
Correct. And you know, Kyrie came in and was really good right away. Darius wasn't bad right away, but you know, people thought he was. Well, he wasn't. Just give him a little time. But it's this: you make the big trade. The focus of the Cavaliers organization, and I don't care what anybody says, because this is just true. You can preach, and this is true too. You can preach team, and you can preach young core, and all that stuff. It's true. There are four guys on this team that you're clearly building with, and they are the centerpieces of the franchise. But the centerpiece of the franchise is Donovan Mitchell. I mean, that's a no-brainer, right?
He is now. I don't know. Would you have said that last year?
Well, no.
No,
of course not. He wasn't here.
No, I'm just saying, Who would you have said?
There was none.
Going into the season.
There wasn't one. But going into this season, as soon as you got Donovan Mitchell and you gave up all that you gave up to get him, he became the guy. So will the other guys be okay with this? Hey, he's the man, and that might take away from some of my all-star possibilities. Because I think it does.
Does it matter?
Yes. That's
no, I mean, does it matter to these guys? Like,
well,
you know what I'm saying?
But Andy, that's the question. What do guys want? Do guys want to be an all-star? Well, of course they do.
Especially in a game that, you know, marquees single individual players were over teams.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's happened forever. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if that becomes any kind of an issue down the road. I doubt it. I don't think there will be any animosity or anything like that. You know, I don't think that's the case. However, I do think that your opportunities to make the All-Star team for any Cavalier other than Mitchell have become a little more difficult. And I don't know that that's a bad thing. It's a great thing for the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's a great thing for the team.
Yeah.
However, for the individual, I've always thought this. Recognition and all that kind of stuff, and blah, 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 blah. Do you know when you get recognized?
When you make good plays, score points, and end up on SportsCenter?
No. For us, every other Friday. For most people.
Oh, when you get that paycheck?
Yes! Yeah. That's when you get recognized. Hey, did I make an all-star team? No. Did I get my close-to-max deal and I'm set for the rest of my life and so are my kids and their kids have a pretty good shot too? Yeah. Okay. You got recognized. Who cares if you get picked for an all-star game at that point?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, guys that, you know, think about the bank rather than the all-star game. Although I'm sure that those guys all have all-star bonuses. Don't you think that every player would have an all-star bonus in their contract? It would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you pick up a little cash, but, you know, you've got to figure that stuff all in with the cap and all that. You know, and a name we haven't mentioned is Trae Young.
Oh, that's true, too.
Trae's not an all-star starter. He could very well be an all-star starter, I think. But he's not on it, and any of the guys who were picking the all-star reserves didn't even pick him. No, I'm trying to look and see, did something get missed there?
I don't know. Did we miss that? We didn't miss it, but I don't see anybody else talking about him. That's the other thing, too.
I just received a little text from somebody who really knows what he's talking about on this.
Mm-hmm.
His name kind of rhymes with The Door.
Okay.
He says, also, there are at most four guards who can be added as reserves. So at most just four, it could be less.
Yeah, it's a numbers game.
Thank you, Mr. Theodore.
Thank you. Why can't we say his name? Why can't
we?
We
can. I'm going to in just a minute. I thought I'd be funny.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
You know, we're trying to be entertaining as well. I know we don't really hit the mark very often.
Let me know.
But we're giving it our best shot.
Let me know when you hit that mark.
Chris Theodore, thank you very much for the text.
I didn't realize that's who it was.
it's a really difficult thing. And I don't think it causes any animosity on the team at all. But, man, it's a little tougher, I think, if you're a Cavalier. You know, it's not like you're playing, and not that Knicks are knocking down the door. It's not like you're playing in New York. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And voters and coaches and everybody else, I would think that they're even still slightly swayed by stuff. Slightly. But I think Darius will make it after a couple of guys have to bow out. You know, it's James Harden. Of course he's going to be hurt. Come on. Is that nice?
That's not very nice at all.
That wasn't
you never
nice.
Know when you can have a beard injury. I mean, those happen all the time. Paper cuts, beard injuries.
You know,
is it possible to get injured?
I would bet.
Oh, yeah, you get your beard caught in a door or something?
Possible. Yeah. I would bet that a guy like Jared Allen has exactly the kind of philosophy that we just laid out. Like, boy, it sure would be nice to make the All-Star, but now I don't have to go. Okay, and I'm going to be able to take a vacation. Okay, good.
And I can chill out.
And I already have my contract. Thank you. You know?
Yeah.
I think Jarrett would be, yes, 51%, I would love to go to the All-Star game. And 49%, thank you, I've been paid, and I get time off. Just a hunch on my part. I don't know that to be true.
I don't know. I would think, especially in baseball, well, I mean, think about all the games they played. You know, maybe part of the benefit of the All-Star team not making it is not making it and being able just to let your body heal for a couple days so you can relax and chill and just kind of, you know, get your bearings straight on your body. The wear and tear is ridiculous. I mean, I think about the wear and tear on a baseball player, and I don't think that's anywhere near the wear and tear on a basketball player. I think basketball guys are just, I mean, they've got to be hurting like three, four games into the season. So, I don't know. I think the All-Star break is truly what it is, and I think it helps out the majority of the league, even if you're not playing in the game.
216-578-0092, the number to join us. Would it be a slap in the face of Darius Garland if he doesn't make the All-Star team? Or, hey, are you a really good player on a good team in a conference that's loaded with All-Star caliber talent this year? It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Jeff Schudel from the News Herald is going to join us. Jeff covers the Browns and the Cavs and the Guardians. Jeff does it all. He's busy. Dave Zastadil, Browns punter at noon. Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, who also covers the Cavs for us. We'll talk to us at 12:40. And then Jason Lloyd from The Athletic coming up at 1 o'clock. I've mentioned the name Trey Young. I've seen some things about him. And Trey's third in the league in assists, and he's averaging 27 points a game. But a lot of folks, his shooting percentages are down and might not be the attractive option that you would think he would be as an All-Star. However, Andy, that's another roadblock, I would think, in Darius Garland's path, because he's averaging, a little more than five points a game more than Darius, and he's averaging almost two assists more a game than Darius. Now, would you pick Darius over Trey Young? Maybe the coaches would. Maybe, you know, maybe as a reserve. Who knows?
I don't know. We'll see how this thing plays out. But is he there? Yeah. Are there enough guys on the roster? No. And is he going to – I think he's just getting numbered out more than anything.
Darius.
It's not that he doesn't deserve to be one. I just think that the road ahead of him or the guys who are in front of him, he's just blocked.
I actually asked our buddy Chris.
Yeah.
He texted me, and Chris Fedor sent me back. Well, do you get a ding when you talk to, like, a colleague? I don't know that you get a ding for a colleague.
You do, because it was like dropping knowledge on somebody that knows what they're doing.
I texted Chris Fedor. Do our listeners get to text Chris Fedor?
That's true. That's
well, Chris is the kind of guy who would give out his cell phone. I don't think he'd mind if we did that here on the air.
Oh, sure.
I asked him about Trey Young, and he said, well, Atlanta's been disappointing. And he said, and the players voted him 12th among guards.
Yeah.
And so, well, that's real valid. So sometimes numbers might not tell the whole story. You know, and in Cleveland, you have good numbers with Darius Garland. But perception is that the reason this team is on everybody's radar is a team that, hey, they keep an eye on them is, I think, because of Donovan Mitchell. And he's in the All-Star game. So we'll see how that all plays out. Tonight, the Cavaliers play the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, remember what happened the last time they played the Memphis Grizzlies. They did not have Donovan Mitchell.
No.
And the Cavs went on the road where they haven't played real well.
Right.
At least as well as they played at home. And they took them down to the final shot. And the Grizz had a double-digit win streak that night and everything else. And the Cavs had that timeout with like 14 seconds on the clock. They did not use it. They went down the floor, did not get off a good shot, and did not win that game. What happens tonight?
You can go back to the last game, and I think that people are starting to try to want to build the trend that they can't finish, and there's been a little bit of, I don't know, I've heard more about, you know, kind of picking on JB to see if he's the coach's the right fit for this team and some of those things. But JB talked yesterday, and I thought it was interesting because I was going to bring this up with you. Do we forget that they're a young team? Do we forget that?
Who?
The Cavs. Do you forget that? Do I forget that? Because JB went out of his way to talk about that.
Sometimes I think people want to skip steps in getting where, you know, we all want to go. We're not putting a roof on our guys. What they've accomplished at this age is above and beyond what is standard. And I think they need to know that, and they need to appreciate it.
And then he went on to talk about how they're, you know, where they are in, you know, just stats and all this stuff about being, I don't know. To me, as a fan, I don't think you care about the age that is associated with a player unless it's their first year. Once you get in the second or third year, it's like, okay, you're in the league.
You think they're a young pro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. You're either, it's like, I mean, how often do we get into, oh, they're in their prime? Well, we talk about players in their prime when they're really, really good. Otherwise, it's like, oh, they're, yeah, okay. Or if they get really old. Like, I think we still want to, you know, take, it's just easy examples. LeBron, like, oh, LeBron's old. Okay. By NBA standards, he is. But if you took away the age and looked at his stats against everybody else, you'd be like, oh, who is this young go-getter, right? And so I listened to JB say that, what was that, yesterday? It was yesterday I heard that. And I was like, can you really play the excuse train here? And then he started talking about negativity because I felt like when you don't win these games and it doesn't feel like you have a game plan at the end, I don't know if the negativity comes from the fans, but I do think it's easy to be negative as a fan because you're like, damn, they should have won the game. Like, what were they doing? What were they? If you start asking yourself, what were they thinking? Then it's like you create this room full of negativity, and he talked about that too.
I don't like the negativity that's surrounding the group as if something wrong is happening. There's too many positive things that this team has accomplished to allow, you know, any negativity around our group.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Negativity is not needed. It's not necessary. It's not called for with the Cavs. What they are, Andy, is
in what world? In the players' world, in the staff world, or in the fans' world?
In the real world.
The problem is
in the real world. They're you know what this team is doing right now? It's competing in an NBA season.
Right.
And sorry, take a look at the other teams in the Eastern Conference. I think other teams are a little better right now. It doesn't mean the Cavs aren't good. I think the Cavs are really good. I think they have a chance to win a playoff series, and if things go really, really well, win two playoff series.
Victim of your own success, though, because I still think fans, doesn't matter what they, you know, as I was watching the night, too, I kept thinking about looking at all the names on the back of the jerseys, and I was looking around and Phil Handy's down in Miami now as an assistant. I was like trying to. There's a point to this. And then I looked. I was like, am I wrong?
I think Phil's with the Lakers.
Oh, maybe he's with the Lakers. I don't know who's. I saw somebody else on the bench, and I was just like, oh, they were. I remember them from, you know, the Cavs playing them when they were winning. And I looked down the bench, and as there's Kevin down there, and I'm like, think about all the names that are on the jerseys right now that weren't here when the team was making a run. Yeah. And I do think that fans are. You know, victim of your own success, and that when we had all those winning years, you want that and you feel like you need that. So I don't know the perspective of saying, you know, negativity. I think it's just that fans have an expectation and a goal and a standard of saying, oh, I got to believe my team can win a championship this year. And I know that the biggest name in the world, but it's not. I just think once you build those, like Ohio State fans, same thing. Well, it's the same exact thing.
I understand what you're saying. I've never been that way, and maybe that's my fault of mine. All I've ever wanted was please put out an entertaining product that I can enjoy watching, and I can do that even on a team that loses. You know, wins and losses don't dictate my enjoyment of sports, but at least most of the time. If a team's god awful, that's a different story. Two thoughts here: the idea of a young team, I kind of get it. But I will tell you that I think it's slightly overblown. And I say it for this reason. The Boston Celtics clearly look like the class of the Eastern Conference right now. Okay, at least for now. And their team is older than the Cavs. But I don't know that it's drastically older. Like they brought in Malcolm Brogdon. He's 30. Okay, that's older. The Cavs core guys are... Darius is 23, Jared Allen's 24, Donovan Mitchell's 26, Evan Mobley's 21. There's your ding, ding, ding. Evan is 21. That to me screams youth, because that's the guy when he develops, look out. But Boston's best player is Jason Tatum. He's the same age as Jared Allen and only 1 year older than Darius Garland. He's 24. You know, is anybody saying Jason Tatum's too young? No. He might be slightly inexperienced when it comes to, you know, big games, except he's been there, done that. But he's still, you know, he's still kind of young. Jaylen Brown is 26. He's the same age as Donovan Mitchell. Where you might say young about the Cavs is they're young in their development in playing together because Donovan Mitchell just joined this team this year. So, and because Evan Mobley is 21. Again, I think when Evan matures a little bit as a player, and it's okay that he, I mean, he's 21, Andy. How many 21-year-olds come in and dominate the NBA? Nobody. It doesn't happen. When he matures as a player and joins the level of Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, look out. And Jared Allen's just going to produce for you night in, night out. He's going to do everything you need to have done. That's one thought. The other thought I have is this. And I think we need to readjust our thinking here about this a little bit. And I know we said yesterday, I think the Cavs need to win as many regular season games as they can, because just look at the numbers. They've been really good at home. They've not been as effective on the road. Doesn't mean they can't win on the road, but facts are facts. So far this year, they've not been highly effective on the road, and they're in the eighth, ninth in the Eastern Conference in road record, which to me means you really want to win as many regular season games as you can, because then you get home court advantage. However, with Donovan Mitchell here, this team is clearly geared toward playoffs. How do teams usually win in the playoffs? By having a superstar player. And usually his job is to lead you in the playoffs. And that's what he's here for.
Mm-hmm.
So though I think, and it's kind of, you know, double-edged sword, Cavs get it, kind of a double-edged sword. I'd like to see them win as many games as they can, because I do think home court advantage would help them probably more than the teams they're trying to catch. But I think this team is designed with a superstar player like Donovan Mitchell to be ready for the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I it's kind of the way I feel about that one. Jim's in Strongsville. Hi, Jim.
Hey, man.
Hey, guys. Look, I think you guys are letting the Cavs off the hook here. I don't think the fan base is negative. I'm very positive about the team. I'm not expecting them to win an NBA championship this year, and that has nothing to do with the frustration that fans are out there putting on these guys. And this idea that they're victims of their own success, I don't think it's being a victim of your own success. Could have watched the endings of some of these games that they clearly should have won, or at least had a better chance at winning, where they were disorganized, didn't have a play to run, looked like they had no idea how to play basketball in the last minutes of these games. That's expectations within a game. That has nothing to do with being young. That has nothing to do with being anything, except when a game's right there to be had, playing to win that game. I think the criticisms on the single game basis and games individually that are right there for this team that they're not getting over the hump on, I don't think it's overall expectations that we think they're going to win an NBA championship. And I think to relieve them of that and say, well, you know, the victim of expectations and they just are what they are. Well, that's a loser attitude. What, they just are what they are. You know, they're just going to blow games. They're just going to run around and play ISO ball at the end of the game and not get good shots off. That's unacceptable. That's just not, I mean, that's something that's very fixable. I don't understand why. Again, I'm very positive about the team, but I don't understand where you guys kind of just are like, you know, it is what it is. And look, you know what?
Not in those situations, though, Jim. Jim, we've talked about that. We haven't talked about it a lot today. But the end of the game against Memphis in Memphis, that was terrible execution. You know, if you called something there, it wasn't run. All right, so then that's on the players. If you didn't call something there and you said, hey, Darius, best of luck to you, go make a shot, well, maybe that's on the coaching staff. But in today's NBA, you know, too often you see, hey, give the ball to the star player and let him go try and make a basket. I don't like that. Go ahead.
You know what? If they're going to get what they're getting out of Isaac Okoro, which he just kind of, at this point, I think he kind of is what he is. Look, if you're going to just get what you get out of him, then you're better off playing Stevenson, somebody who's got some grit to him and some toughness.
Or Dean Wade.
Not that I don't think Isaac has that, but he doesn't have the same level. And that's why, in my opinion, Jared Allen should be an all-star every year, because that dude brings it every single night.
Agreed. Jim, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Jared Allen is a winning basketball player. And he's the kind of guy that winning teams have. He just does his job and does it well. I admire him. I think he just does a terrific job there. Jeff Shedell covers the Browns and the Cavaliers for the News Herald. We're going to talk to Jeff coming up momentarily right here on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.